You know the funny thing? I actually said a couple of weeks back, and I was going to get rid of, not on social media, I'm just going to get rid of my cell phone. I'm going to get a landline, and hopefully I can find a rotary phone.
Oh, duh. They have them, but they ain't the old rotors.
You might go to a thrift shop.
Right, and get one of them. But see, the plugging in was different.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. Oh, totally different.
Let's go. Put your shoes on. Put it on.
See, this is going to be one of them sound bites where we say, well, you know, parenting has never been easy.
Justice.
And from a man's perspective, we are now
stand up
hearing excerpts of a father being
stand one. Up.
See, and that's a stand beautiful up. Thing, you know.
Stand up for right.
All fathers now need to stand up.
Put your foot into the shoe.
Be a soldier for
yourself. Say fast. He did say that, Joe. He said it. He said that.
Yeah, as soon as he leaves.
Well, don't treat him that way.
I knew you could. I told you. I know I'm right sometimes.
He, don't treat him that way. I mean, where would we all be if we didn't have each other?
In the army? Oh.
Right. Right. Right.
Greetings, gentle people. We are here, we are live, and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to A Gentleman's Conversation.
Podcast. I am Jay, aka Nigga We Back, aka Surely Not Your Baby's Daddy, aka Cigar Aficionado, and my co-host.
This is T Honey, the only. Miss Kathy's baby boy, aka half man, half amazing, aka Mr. White Line, because I be in them streets.
And also,
sheesh,
it is the one and only, your big homie. Glad to be a part of a reality that is constant and an understanding that will never cease.
Nigga, did you say sheesh?
No, that's what she is. He did. I'm on second that. He did.
Shaggy used to say that from Scooby-Doo.
He did.
Like Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. Sheesh.
I'm glad to be in the house. I appreciate y'all for inviting me on this joyous occasion. We are actually recording in front of a live studio audience. The solo return of mine own. Which, if you are listening on today, it's probably tomorrow, my birthday.
If you're listening today, it's probably tomorrow, his birthday.
Or the day that it drops.
Right, of course. I like the way you put it.
Monday. So if you're listening on Monday, December 6th today, it is tomorrow. December 7th, the date that we're living in for me. And if you aren't listening to the podcast on either one of those days.
Then what are you doing?
Then what the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing?
But I appreciate you all coming around to listen to the podcast. It's good to be back in the house.
Well, yeah.
It's good to have you back, my brother.
It's good to have your back.
We got some good cigars. Oh, you know what? Let's go into the census. Let's jump right into it.
Right on.
What you got?
What I got is, if I am going to go with sight, what I'm seeing.
What you see?
And recently on Netflix, there is a movie called The Harder They Fall.
Idris Elba.
Thank you, sir.
Shit.
And then my girl, Regina King.
And
please, please forgive me. If you are familiar with the Atlanta sitcom series?
Yeah.
It's the actor of the best friend of the rapper. I can't think of his name right now, but he's in there, and there's several other stars that
amazing
are in there.
It's amazing
because there definitely are some freshmen, and then there are definitely some seasoned actors in there as well. So I apologize for not being better prepared to present those names, but nonetheless, it's called Harder They Fall, and it is a story about black cowboyage,
yeah,
if you will. Check it out. You're going to enjoy it. There's plenty of action. This is not a movie that you watch with your kids. Okay, let's understand that.
Please do.
Because it's very graphic and violent. But under the age of 13, we'll say that. And then you know, you gauge that. If you've got mature kids and you handle your business, you know how you raise your kids.
Yes.
But the story and several characters are real characters. So even in real time, while you watch it, you can pause the movie. When you hear a name, look it up, do some research, read a little bit. Because I do that sometimes when I watch movies, especially movies that I'm interested in. And it has to deal with real time events, or it's a period piece. But it's the storyline, the plot, the acting. It's good movie watching.
Yeah, the director, James Samuel, he an amazing director. He wrote it, but not only did he do that, he teamed up with Jay-Z to do the soundtrack.
Oh yes, the soundtrack is amazing.
Soundtrack.
Yes, I definitely got to get that soundtrack. Is fly beyond.
So,
well, I would have to do this. My friend introduced me to perhaps one of the best cigars I have had the pleasure of enjoying.
So this is going to be taste then.
Yes, definitely on a taste.
Right on.
Definitely. It's a Victoria St. Clair.
Victor St. Clair.
Is it Victor? Well, his wife was with him too.
Yes, sir. And her name just so happened to be Victoria.
So this cigar, if you get a chance to get you one or an opportunity to get some, please do so.
It's a limited. So
it's the rare Connecticut.
Yeah. It's a limited joy.
It is very good. Pairs excellent with the Appleton Estate.
Yeah.
And I have had a wondrous excursion from time hanging with my compadres, understanding the realities of our day-to-days, and chopping it up in our usual mix.
El hombre.
And that is the vanilla vodka.
Yeah.
Double shot.
That is an amazing cigar.
Amazing.
I'll say this. If you are getting into cigars, and you are used to it tasting or smelling a certain way. This isn't that. This isn't that. It has a flavor to it that pairs or blends well with the tobacco of the cigar. It's just an amazing thing. It takes you there. It gets you where you want to be.
I'm not coming back.
And with that, I'm going to go into hearing. So I don't know how many people ever listened to the band System of a Down. I have a very eclectic palette when it comes to music.
Is that System of a Down as in D-O-W-N?
Yes. Okay. System of a Down. that was one of my bands as far as rock goes. And the frontman, Serge, he left a System of a Down. And in 17, he started his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the FCC. What does it stand for? Do you remember?
The FCC?
Yeah, what is it?
That's Federal Communications.
No.
This is something I remember now. Hold on.
Not fighting.
I know it has cunt in it.
Yeah. So it's the flying.
Flying.
The flying cunts of chaos.
Oh, wow. Flying cunts of chaos.
Don't
say that in public.
They have a new album out. Serge and the Flying Cunts of Chaos have a new album out, and it's live. And I appreciate it. I've listened to the entire album, and it's something. For those who just don't listen to hip hop or R&B or, you know, whatever, it's live in Edmonton, Canada, and they set it off to me. What's your question?
Has there ever been a time when, and this is us, right? The remnants of the extra critic. See, that's the when she's climactic and she, because not all of them squirt, if you will. But there was a gentleman, and this is true, I'm not making this up. This was a gentleman. I got this story, I read this, it was maybe about 6-7 years ago. This cat got throat cancer. Right? And so they, of course, you know, when they take a sample of a
biopsy,
yes, to find out if it's benign or
malignant,
right? And so the doctor that did it had a co-doctor, if you will, partner that he was with, and it was a female. And so he looked at the
test?
Yes, the test. I'm trying to use the medical terminology. He looked at the
results.
The results, thank you. And she did also. He noticed one thing. Yes, this is definitely cancer, blah, 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 blah. She went in there, closed the door, had a private conversation. This is, and what I'm reading to you is just trying to remember because this is the gentleman telling the story. She said, I want to ask you a question. Do you have a lady friend or are you fond of the ladies one night? He was like, yes, had a very good sex life, blah, 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 blah. She said, so what is your sexual preferences as you're going through? And he was like, I'm afraid I didn't understand. She says, so do you prefer foreplay, blah, 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 whatnot? And he was like, yeah. She's like, well, talk me through that. What do you do? And he was, you know, I like to, you know, kiss, blah, blah, blah. And then he talked about how he was a fan of oral.
Mm-hmm.
And she began to ask him, she said, well, when you give oral, do you give oral until the woman climaxes? And he said, yes.
He said, oftentimes, what is the climax like? And he began to explain the scenarios. The protein that she found in his test was female oriented. This gentleman has throat cancer. And it's and if it was definite or not, but her belief was, and she said, I can't tell you this is the fact why, but if you were consuming the squirt, is if you will, when a woman squirts, like a lot of people, you know, some people feel like, you know, well, that's urine, what have you, but it's actually a mix of both from what I understand in my research. Right. But the protein in it is definitely something you should not be swallowing. Well, this cat, and he was like 67, 70s, whatnot, he had been given that much head and swallowing that much protein juices that the proteins is what causes, yes, is what caused his cancer. That was her, because the same proteins that was in their test results were that of female origin that they got from his throat.
So he had...
That's wild, bro.
He had over 60 years of buildup.
I mean, and if you don't stop... So you imagine if you started... If you start giving aura 18, you perfect your technique by 25, and now you got chicks getting orgasms, and if they are squirters, if we will, and you going on through your 30s, your 40s, swallowing squirtgasms... Dog, there's some deposits is going to be left. I mean, because I assume the cat wasn't gargling afterward.
There's going to be quite a few.
So, I mean, that's a FYI and also a cautionary.
And follow you.
So, does vaginas need a warning sign?
Follow them.
Even clean ones?
They should have
had a warning sign anyway.
Anyway.
What does it say on the newscasters when they begin to show you certain report footage that is sensitive,
right,
and may not be
appropriate?
Something suitable for adults.
I'm as soon as she takes her shirt off, right here, and the arrow going down. Look, this, if you are weak minded and you have self esteem issues,
parental guidance suggests.
Look, and you know as well as I do, sex transforms as a man gets older. You know.
So go ahead, because we might have.
But it changes. When you're young, you're really concerned about the intensity of how much you can power drive down into the reaches of whatever she wants it to be. On a non-stop continuous basis, and
the pounding.
Yeah, the pound.
You should.
And
never...
then, but I noticed though when.
But you know that's a false game.
But see, young women who were my age when I was younger. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Who were my age when I was younger were that way, and women that were older than me when trying to express the same thing, you know, considering that women may be of a universal. Well, the older women went with that shit. Right. That pounding and beating all and laying all up in there and trying to go all the way to China. They was not with that shit.
But you know what and these are discussions that I had when I was at VW on the line, and there was a brother on there, he was in his 30s. And this cat was all about the game. He did a bid, got out, got the job at VW. And he was like, you know, look, T-Honey, I got a plan, man. I'm going to do this thing. He had a side hustle. He was flipping cars. He said, but, man, I'm not going to be here always. He said, I'm going to start my own business. I got some stuff I'm going to do. He said, but I'm out. He said, I want a woman. I want to get married. He said, but before then, I am about to sow my royal oats. He said, man, I've been locked up. And there's a phrase that I learned, talk to him. It's called gay for the stay in lockup. Yeah, it's called gay. It's referred to as gay for the stay. What that means is that you not necessarily taking the buttocks run, but you may be getting head from brothers while you there to you know, knock the dust off. And in prison, there's a difference. Now, if you're going into the tail, you gay. If you're just getting head from tail, you not. So gay for the stay, right? So he out. He said, man, look, dude, he said, I didn't do none of that gay for the stay stuff. None of that he said, dude. He said, I jacked off on a regular basis. He said, I had chicks sending me pictures the whole night. He said, I wasn't going. So now I'm out. He said, I know what I want. I know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to sow my royal oats. And then I'm going to look for her. So while he's knocking all this tail out, if you will, when these 25, 27, 20-year-olds come up in there, they targets for him. And he don't come across as thirsty and hungry. He just starts talking to him, having a conversation with him. Next thing you know, they bleeding out. They talking because he done cut them. They bleed. They telling all their secrets, what they like. He just got them talking, right? So I'm going through the line. The line had stopped for whatever reason. He was like, Tony, come here, man. Come here. I said, what's going on? He said, man, listen to this. Now tell him what you just said. Now see, this is an older cat. I'm 32. He in his 40s. Tell him what you just said. This chick, I said, first of all, baby, how old are you? She said, I'm 26. And I said, how old is your friend? She said, I'm 23. I said, okay, go ahead. She said, well, I mean, G over here talking about, and that's my boy. He said, G over here talking about how, you know, he got stamina. He can go an hour, 2 hours, even longer if he got that buzz going on. Ain't nobody trying to do all that. You know, I get my orgasm 20, 30 minutes, I'm done. I never heard such. So I said, so baby, let me understand this. You don't want a Lincoln or a Cadillac. You don't want a long ride down the highway. You want to get on a motorcycle or a Porsche and get there real quick. Yes, ain't like I got time all that time. These are young women. And you think that you got to put time in with a younger vessel. Right. It blew me away. It completely blew me away. Now, most people may think, oh, that's a perverted conversation. But, dude, this was educational. This was educational. You understand? Because us, we three gentlemen are taught to be, shall I say it, givers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to make sure you straight. Now, whether I get mine or not, I'm good. Now, please understand, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, you're going to get yours all the way. But come 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to have to wake it on up because I got to get mine. And if that takes 45 an hour or whatnot. But I was just blown away. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know why the microwavable folk like things quick and in a hurry. They, because I seen this, right? Check this out. I seen the very same thing you're talking about. Because they posed it around on the talk. They said, what is the time it should take to enjoy a sexual experience? 45 minutes, an hour and a half, 30 minutes. And most of the women and the comments said, and then they show these age brackets from 23 to 35, talking about if it takes longer than 30 minutes, something ain't right. Girls were saying, mine is so good. Once you get up in there anyway, you ain't finna go no 15, no. You think you finna get up in here late for an hour, but once I put that thing on you, oh, this ain't finna be no long time happening. This is finna go down, you know. This thing is finna happen. And I have conditioned myself. This is what she said now. I have conditioned myself to work within that framework of how long I got to get you where you need to be. And you can best believe we're going to enjoy ourselves. This thing is going to be simultaneous.
Yeah.
See, because if I can get you at 15, I'm going to be there at 14.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And this is from a female.
Mm-hmm. How old was she?
Well, the brackets were like from 23 to 35.
Interesting. Wow.
And you know, so you sit back and you know, the old school understanding is different. Mm-hmm. Because you got to understand that there is a difference between having sex and intimacy that leads into sex. Mm-hmm. See, when you're dealing with an older woman, they're going to talk about that foreplay. They're going to talk about that caressing. They're going to talk about those things that leads up to and the motivations behind all of those things that take place so that we can get to the moment of what it is we're supposed to be getting into. So, you know, it's always been a saying, different strokes for different folks.
Absolutely. Hey.
Different folks, same strokes.
Oh, no. Cheers.
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 One up to the big one.
This is for you, Jay.
Hey, this is for you, that. Joe. Dundada.
One more time for the people in the back that didn't hear you.
You can't get me sick because you choose not to get you well.
So, go ahead.
And
'cause I got a question for you.
Because, well, ask your question.
So, we have all of our civil rights and congressional rights and all these in place.
Human rights.
And human rights. Mm-hmm. So you feel like it's fair for state and the private sector, and what I mean by private sector, mm-hmm. businesses, mm-hmm. to initiate sub-laws and junctures mandates that require me, because there was a police officer that argued and he was fired. They said that they needed everybody to be vaccinated. And he said, I don't feel like there's proper studies that have been made. I don't feel comfortable getting the vaccination, so I'm not getting it. And unless it's a black and white portion in my contract of my job, mm-hmm. unless you're going to rewrite this whole thing, then that's got to go through the union because there's a police union. Mm-hmm. Go through all the formalities, get that official. Unless that's in there like that, I don't have to get it. Well, they let that man go. And, of course, he's suing.
Of course.
So do you feel like do you feel like we are moving more to a communistic environment? Because there's a lot of entities that's forcing people to get these immunizations.
It could, I'll just pin this here. Because it could be a religious reason as to why, a legit religious reason as to why I cannot or will not get this vaccine. Case in point, a lot of people who are Muslim ain't flying. With that, go ahead.
Now you got two different. Now you know you still gotta give me mine, and then you gotta give him his.
I'm gonna give you y'all's right now.
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
a business.
Paint the picture.
Is an entity that a person applies for a job, and if the job says that everyone has to wear steel-toed boots, but steel-toed boots hurt your feet, and you can't wear them, but it is a requirement for everyone to have them on, your choice to either work there or not work there is still on you. This vaccine mandates that you will say, we're looking at it not as an individual right, but as a group understanding based on the communicability of you passing a contagion to everybody based on your choice, meaning that I don't feel that me having to do this because, you know, there hasn't been enough research. Well, I got a big ass scar on my arm where I stood up in the 70s and was injected with some stuff that looked like a cow gun, and it left a big scar. I don't know what was in that shit. I don't know why I had to do it, but I know that being immunized and immunization has been something that has existed for a long time. Mm-hmm. Your kids had to get shots to go to school. Now, we don't want nobody to get no shots. So what if your kids say, well, I don't want to get no measles shot.
I take shots all the time.
I don't want to get no rubella shots. Why should I? You are violating me under a mandate that states that if I'm not immunized, I can't attend these schools. I can't be in here. And this is a private public thing, right? School systems. Yeah, yeah. So you working for the police department and you deciding that your ability to protect and serve cannot be fallen under the mandate that your health, which plays a key role in this whole operation being a success, should not be impeded by what you consider a violation of your rights because you don't want to take a vaccine.
Can I interject? So first off, I apologize because you were talking about immunization shots and I was talking about tequila shots.
This is Cat's birthday. She don't know you're going to get moments like this.
Everybody.
Okay, so with what you said, and I was feasting on that. How long did it take for the job that mandated steel-toed boots? How long did it take for that to be mandated?
Well, it was actually the OSHA.
Okay.
So it was like it was really in compliance with, you know, there are certain things you have to have, you know, glasses,
PPE.
Ear, yes, PPE. Yes, right. Yes, and under that standard of PPE, personal protection equipment, those things were established. I was using the boot thing. Uh-huh. As more of an understanding that I can't spread nothing putting on a pair of shoes. So the significance behind me complying with that is not as hard as you would say for someone that would have to take a shot that he feels doesn't have enough information behind it. Now, what he should have done, this is what he should have done. I'll take the shot if you sign a piece of paper that states that if anything happens to me as a result of me taking this shot, that you going to take care of it.
Or you're going to pay me for a
damages, right. Damages rendered. Right.
So this is the thing.
But the Republicans, that. The Republicans removed that piece of legislation out.
You're right. They did. Because most of them aren't vaccinated.
No. Exactly.
And if you go to Seattle, it happened in Washington first, and then I saw it in New York, and then I saw it in Chicago, where in these certain police departments, a bunch of them weren't vaccinated, and it was mandated on the entire department to be vaccinated. So they walked out. So you all are now without 60 to 70% of your force
in a city.
But watch this.
Right.
This is the funny thing. Crime went down.
Of course it did.
Mm. Mm. So go research. Crime went down.
So we know who the criminals were, don't we?
Do we?
Yeah. Apparently not. I mean,
during a pandemic. So
a personal.
It does not matter.
A personal right. How entitled are you to the autonomy of yourself? And then, and I say this because, you know, that's what the women advocate groups are just going ballistic. You mean to tell me I can sit up and be pissed off about having to wear a mask and not wanting to get a shot, but you tell me I can't have an abortion? Oh, they're going through the roof. They're going through the roof.
That's a totally different ballgame in itself, because
it's your body.
As a man, we should not at any given time tell a woman what she is or cannot.
I agree with that.
Do with her own person.
Okay, so then tell me this. So help me.
Psychological reasons.
So help me. Help me with this. If she has that much power, then why am I forced to take care of it and put my money in it, and I don't have no choice in it?
It's still the same person.
No, I'm just saying.
That's still fault.
I would love to have that power too. She can decide to kill it, and I can't stop her. But if she decides to keep it, and I don't want to take care of it, then I go to jail. I'm locked up. She has the power to take the life, and you making me take care of a life that I choose not to.
As I said before,
uh-huh.
That still comes back on the people
uh-huh.
that choose to say whether or not that she can or cannot
mm-hmm.
do whatever she needs to do with her own set persons. Reason being is because those same people are in pockets, or they're receiving.
Oh, ain't no question.
From private entities, prisons.
Oh yeah, you gotta have
it. That say, oh okay, we need this many bodies.
They're not doing this to black women, guys. I'm just gonna break it down to you. Black women can go get an abortion if they want one.
Oh yeah, Planned Parenthood.
They get one.
We're steering this boat.
Okay, now I'm gonna take it back to your question.
Yeah.
Because now the police
uh-huh.
who is suing because he feels that his rights have been violated, because under no understanding did he have to apply for this. You know, it didn't say when I got the job I had to have these shots would be required. Therefore, since it wasn't a requirement to get this job, why should it be a requirement for me to keep this job?
Right.
Yeah. And I get that. Yeah. I do.
Now, when you come to a stopping point, I got something for you, so go ahead.
I get that. But if he could guarantee that the disease stays with him only, that he can ensure no one else in the department would be affected or get sick as a result of his choice, then I think he has a legitimate case.
Now, because what we're dealing with is black and white. Because there's nothing in black and white that can prove that he is any high percentile rate of getting it based off of scientific and medical proof. All we have is the numbers that they put online, and they say these hospitals have this many, this states, and you can pull up online, you can tell you how many deaths there were, and then how many cases they are. But his argument is supported because not only is there's nothing in the contract. Now, none of us could predict COVID.
But there's nothing in the contract that also says, should there be an outside entity that comes into play and you are required to take any type of regimen, vaccine, whatever you are required. So it's a black and white argument, and that's what it's going to boil down to. But my point is this, is that one, they said that blacks couldn't get it. Then they said Hispanics couldn't get it. Then they said children couldn't get it. Then they said, okay, well, look, all that is false. Everybody's getting it. But what we're going to do now, we're going to create a vaccine. And then somebody made this argument. It makes sense. When you can give this to a pregnant woman, I'll take it. Now, me personally, I don't know of any vaccination that any pregnant woman takes during her pregnancy time. Because most pregnant women have already had all those measles, mumps, hepatitis, those things growing up, like you were talking about earlier.
Immunized.
Yes. They've taken all their immunizations up until that point, and they get pregnant. I mean, and we know how life goes, and then you have that gray area where those are those people who were not brought up in that realm. But nonetheless, the majority of us, the percentage is high as to those of you who have had their immunizations get pregnant, and now you got a pregnant woman with a baby. And so, boom, she has the baby, and now there's a question of, okay, well, can you give this to kids? And remember, before they weren't. So now
they have one.
They have one.
For kids. And it's specifically formulated for kids.
And that will go back to what he said. He said there are not enough studies to support that this vaccination is safe. All you've done is given it out to hundreds and hundreds of people. And then there's several vaccinations. There's a Johnson & Johnson. What's the other one?
Moderna.
The Moderna. And then there was a third one, but
Pfizer.
Is that out? Because one of those is kind of getting phased out. They're talking more about the Johnson & Johnson and the Pfizer.
Yeah.
Moderna is kind of becoming the low dog.
No, it ain't.
Well, I mean, correct me if
Moderna
I'm wrong.
Moderna is the top dog.
Because I'm humble. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Johnson & Johnson, if anything, because of all the side effects and everything that comes with that, that's the one.
It's being untrusted.
To, yeah.
So now you also have heard that they're trying to put this in a pill form, right?
I did.
Or red.
I did it.
Rather.
I did.
Yeah, they're trying to put this in a pill form now. So you can go to your local drugstore and take this. But my thing is that, go ahead, Joe.
So you were saying about you were talking about the officer. You were talking about the officer that his because there weren't enough studies that he feels like he can't get the vaccine, right? Watch this. In the past, the reason that studies took so long is because of private monies going into said research, right?
Pharmaceutical.
No, it's not just pharmaceutical. So watch this. When the world comes together, when the world comes together and they say, we're going to put this certain amount of money towards this research, it doesn't take as long. If you have volunteers, because you don't have volunteers for this, that, and the other in the past, but this is global.
They got the top folks in these fields
in the world
to work on
together
this particular thing. The technology that they have, the genome mapping skills that they have, the way that they could look at a virus and break it down into its proteins together and tell you exactly what, how it is doing what it is doing, is not like the technology they had back in the day. Back in the day, they was on a trial and error.
Right, right.
And back in the day, they had to go through a whole
medical science has improved.
So it's not that it's improved. It has, but it's not that it's improved. So watch, even 2 to 3 years ago, if the world had come together like they came together for COVID, a lot of stuff, and why they don't do it now, that they see that what they can do together can solve a lot of issues and quicken a thing. But COVID research happened in a certain amount of time, 6 months. Let's say 6 months.
And that's bullshit.
How? How? How is it bullshit when you have the manpower? Because, okay, let's take it for example. But this is just my ISA.
Jesus.
My ISA Jesus. I like you. This is my take on, or it's fiction. So you have a virus, right, that's out there, monkey paw virus.
Exactly.
So see, you have, but the monkey, but monkeypox virus only hit Calhoun, Georgia. Well, it's not, it hasn't spread outside of Calhoun, Georgia. So I'm gonna let y'all in Calhoun, Georgia figure that out.
Right.
Over the span, because they don't have the technologies in Calhoun, Georgia that we might have in Chattanooga or Atlanta, it's going to take some time. But when you have the world superpower minds come together and you have volunteers to say, hey, I'll come be, I don't care if it's a placebo, I don't care if it's, I want to be a part of this so we can get this taken care of. So what would have taken 5 to 6 years, 10 years, 15 years in some cases, has now taken 6 months because of said things.
It's bullshit, Jay. I'm telling you. Because we have medical science, yes, medical science has improved. But still, even in this day and age, now you got all kinds of commercials about how you can take an AIDS pill and you can regulate that. Now you got all kinds of commercials that talk about herpes, and you can take a pill and it can regulate that. You can even things as simple as diabetes and different other diseases. And I've got several different adrenaline emotions rolling through me right now, so I'm trying to get this out. But these people, and I'm trying to push way back my conspiracy theorist attitude, but we have medical scientists that know, as it relates to polio, measles, mumps, even chickenpox, none of the vaccines, none of the anecdotes for this stuff came out in 6 damn months. So even with the medical science and even with all the intellectual brains that you have, for me, it boils down to money, pharmaceutical up game, so we can profit.
That too.
Okay.
So you create a panic that's so high that people aren't paying attention to the timeline. We can put this shit out in 6 months and get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we won't know. And all you have to do is do the back. All you have to do is do the research, check the receipts. All kinds of issues were taking place. Even with Moderna, even with Johnson & Johnson, even with the other.
Pfizer.
With the Pfizer. They went back, did their thing. Now, other ones, you know, Johnson & Johnson had larger repercussions than the other two.
Absolutely.
But nonetheless, you put that shit out
early. You put that shit out quick and fast. You made money off of it. You made money off of it. So now,
who paid him?
The government.
Either the G or either it was the underground. One or the other. You take your pick. Because pharmaceutical run deep.
Oh,
them some crooked, deep type niggas.
Yeah, but the government paid them.
But okay, check this out. And I get where you're going. I really do. I understand the all of the communicable things that we have in our society. Well, what I was going to allude to is that I understand profit for pain. I get that. I do. And you can name a whole lot of things that have run through our societies and have wreaked havoc and done some stuff. But to your knowledge, and I ask you this question, how many of the things that you have named out killed 700,000 people in less than a year?
The flu?
The flu has never killed 700,000 people.
The plague?
Yes, but they didn't have medical science back then. Either.
Exactly.
But what happened?
How did the plague stop?
Which one you were talking about?
The Black Plague?
Or the Spanish?
Bubonic plague.
The Spanish
plague, and then there was the Black Plague.
No, the
bubonic plague was the Black Plague?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing.
What they found out was that the rats that had the fleas and the fleas that was biting the people were getting them sick.
Right.
So they started cleaning themselves more. Yeah. Their hygiene improved, which eradicated the spread of the disease.
Because if you go back in time, you go to that particular time in Europe where people were throwing their feces
Out the window.
Yes, and they were nasty.
And the rats, not only the rats. That's a nasty condition in itself.
Anyway,
but when you have rats feeding on it, that's toxic. But if you get bit by a rat in the middle of the night that just got done chomping on some shit,
right?
My thing is, it is the way this pathogen has spread, and the death that it has created as a result of it being out there to the point to where you can be us three on a bus and one infected person on that bus, just one, and all of us is breathing that communicable air can be sick as a dog from that one person.
So you feel like all these numbers are true?
I feel that the means are justified because of the deaths that have occurred.
You didn't ask my question, big homie. You feel like all these numbers are true?
Yes.
No.
You do.
Yes.
That's bullshit. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, then.
I don't.
All right. Okay. Say it's bull. Wait a minute.
I feel like
but say it's bull.
You've taken the blue pill.
Hold on.
Say it's bull. Damn right I am.
You part of the Matrix, Potter?
No, he's not. So this is the thing. They either.
Actually, I took the red one. That's what gave me access.
They said, even themselves, they said that a lot of shit was fluff. They don't know actual numbers because in the beginning, in the very beginning, not now, but in the very beginning, they said, okay, look, to boost the numbers, we need you, Dr. Robinson, to say that he died from a car crash, right? I need you, if you want your job, I need you to say that
that was COVID.
Okay?
Cool. Okay.
They had truths in this.
Okay.
But I'm the mediator here. I'm in the middle. But go ahead.
I'm just curious. They fluff numbers, they create a hysteria. All right.
Mm-hmm.
People are told things. There is no set injection yet. We need you to social distance, and we need you to wear a mask.
I wish motherfuckers had.
Wait a minute. Now, okay, we can't stay shut down, but there are people who are dying from this, that have died from this.
Absolutely.
There are people who no longer are here. And my case will always stand as such. If one of those people could have had an opportunity to take a vaccine that exists now to save their lives back then, do you think they would be hesitant to the point of saying, oh, this ain't been tested? You don't have enough evidence for me to want to put this in my body. I mean, I don't care if 100 folks done died from this shit. I don't care if 300 folks done died. I know I'm seeing folks brought up in the hospital, but I'm not too comfortable with you injecting me with something that may, ain't this some shit, keep me alive.
But that's 50-50.
But anything, okay, the measles was killing, rubella, polio was wiping folks out. No one said to anybody, and then they want to use time as the measurement of discussing how it is that they arrived to a point to where it is more acceptable. Right. And back then, they didn't even tell you about no damn side effects. They got shit on TV now. Anything you take on TV, they're going to tell you about side effects. Yes. And that's why we got people fucked up now.
Yeah.
Because folks want to hear about potential side effects so that they can have the assurance of knowing that their choice isn't in vain.
Exactly. So if I'm taking my child to get this shit and you can't tell me what happens when I, because Jarve just said it. EJ just said it's a different formula. It's a different mix. But they can't give you. Did anybody tell you did anybody stop you and say, okay, now, Mr. Big Homie, when we give you this, we're going to give you the rundown of the side effects.
But I got something for both of y'all. This is the kicker with this
one. No.
This is the kicker with this one. These are human rights as well. You cannot experiment on a child. So how the fuck did they come up with this formula for a child alone?
Because they have worked on, they have worked on the anatomy of a small person that is still growing.
That's child pornography.
A small person that is still growing and a large person that is not growing any damn mo.
Yeah.
Okay? And they deduced what a person who is still growing would have to have in the requirements of getting a shot that could possibly protect them from the severity. This is not a fucking cure.
Okay, so
this is not a cure.
Nothing has.
I still can catch COVID.
Everybody can catch COVID.
Because people who've had the vaccine have still died and got COVID.
But see, this is the thing. No one ever said that it was a cure.
That's right. It's just a prevention.
This is to lessen the severity of it. Same damn thing a flu shot does. That's what a flu shot does.
What a vaccine does.
So all I'm saying is, Big Homie,
what are you saying?
Do you feel like,
what are you saying,
the cop is validated? Yes or no?
No. The scene. I love it when he's on the scene because it is the spontaneity of field mining. Because you gonna drop, I'm gonna drop, and then he gonna put the atomic, and then we gonna pick up the pieces, and we gonna drop some more, and we all gonna keep it moving.
Dig that.
Shit, we gonna keep it moving because I don't, you know, they are doing things with flights. This is my business. If you get my pilot sick so he can't fly, if my stewardesses can't work because of your rights, then my airlines can't operate.
They can't operate.
If my airlines cannot operate because you don't want to get a shot, what you think I'm going to do?
Right.
You finna get a shot.
You think you slick, partner. you think you dead slick. That's what you think. But happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to you, nigga.
And I hope that we are around to wish you lots and lots more.
Happy birthday.
So I just want you to admit, do you or do you not drop? Do you do you or do you not grenade drop?
I don't.
Yeah, well, you might want to go ahead and do that. Yeah, because I pushed
why
that.
Why you push
that? Go ahead and push that.
So listen. Let me tell you something.
Oh, man, speak up. I can't hear you.
Yeah, go ahead and speak up, Potter, because that's a magnified triple-double expensive mic. So I should be able to hear you.
Oh, you hear me. So listen. All you gentle people, gentle women, gentlemen. Oh, I bomb drop. I drop bombs like Harry Shum.
you gotta edit that. Though. You can't
nobody see editing that shit. My grandfather was on the motherfucking South
Pacific. Dang, Pops was. G Pop was.
So listen, Hardy West was on the South Pacific when they bombed Pearl Harbor on my birthday. He was on the South Pacific.
I hear you, my brother. And wow. and
the reason I went into the Navy.
We attack things that come against us as a society and our way of living. We band together as groups of individuals to assault anything that will be our demise, and yet we push our liberties to the point of breaking because we feel that they are more justifiable in the time we should all come together. Instead of being divided against one another, complaining about things. And let me tell you the undercurrent of what these low-down bastards have done. They have jacked food prices to an all-time high. They have cornered the market on goods that we need, and they are raking in damn dough.
Hey, you know what's funny? You remember the curve.
Bastards.
You remember the curve market.
Yes.
You wouldn't. So the curve market is the place that we could go.
Yes.
And
for the freshness, man.
These are local vendors. These are local farmers in the tri-state area. And when I tell you LaQue, Hardy's wife, anytime that I would go for the weekend to their house, she would have to go to the curve market during the week because I would eat a dozen eggs in one sitting. She would make homemade biscuits. She would fry. She fried my eggs a specific way. I don't want them scrambled. I want them over easy.
I can do that.
How tall are you, man?
I'm 6'3".
And how much do you weigh?
Right now?
That's why. See, I'm 5'11", and I weigh 165 pounds. 160.
Jeez. I'm not going to eat it. I am not discussing either of the. We do not need to damn know.
A dozen damn eggs at any point.
Okay, I'll put it like this. I'm 5'9", and I'm 2 plus. I'm 5
for real good omelet, you know, but I'm not going to eat a dozen eggs.
I was eating a dozen eggs, about 5 pieces of bacon, 2, and I didn't eat that much bread.
Was that country bacon?
Oh, the thick joint, thick cut joints.
Oh my, yes.
Yeah. But where
more meat than fat. That's
but what I'm see, about. This is the thing. No. It was an equal opportunity, Linda. That one there. It was 50-50 fat and meat.
Oh yeah.
But let me tell you something. This is the thing. This is the kicker. I ate those 5 pieces of bacon. I didn't have nothing but 2 biscuits. The other biscuits were for everybody else. I just needed my 12 eggs, my 5 pieces of bacon, and my 2 biscuits.
Your 12 eggs, some 5 pieces of bacon, yeah. And 2 biscuits.
Oh, sir, I would have to open up a restaurant for you.
Yeah.
Because you ain't playing.
Yeah.
That's some serious grocery business.
I was just talking to somebody about my college days, and you know, McDonald's are franchised, right? McDonald's are franchised. And in Missouri, when I transferred from UTC to Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri, go Blue Tigers.
Go Blue.
There was a McDonald's up on the hill, down a little ways from the school. And they served, well, first
you don't remember the street, do you?
I don't.
Copy that.
But it wasn't. So this is the thing. that McDonald's was off the highway. It was off the highway. You had to get on the freeway just to go down, just to get off. And the McDonald's, we didn't have one in Lincoln is pretty much downtown, Jeff City. But anyway,
right.
So I got out of the band to become a part of the Royal Court, the Royal Connection, as we called it. And I was a gentleman of honor. And so because I did that, I didn't have time to go to the calf and eat lunch and breakfast like I used to. So there were no more omelets, special omelets being made for me. There were no, I couldn't go and make my own Belgian waffles during lunch. I couldn't, you know, I didn't eat dinner. So what I resulted to doing was going to McDonald's. I would eat 5 McDoubles.
Nasty.
2 quarter pounders, double quarter pounders with cheese.
Guts just nasty.
2 fries.
Nastier.
And a large sweet tea. That's it.
Diabetic.
That was my lunch dinner.
Dang.
But watch this. On Fridays, and this is before the Domino's had their little thing, $5.99. In Jeff City, they used to do 3 for $5. So $15 can give me 3 pizzas. My roommate, Chris, would be like, oh, we eating pizza? Nigga, I pay for this. But you know what? Because you my dude.
Wow.
Sir.
That ungrateful.
Sir.
Hold up.
I mean, I know you over there salivating for a slice.
Listen.
But I am not finna hook you
I'm
up.
I'm not ashamed. But I did. I gave him a pizza. So that was.
You gave him a piece or you gave him a pizza?
I gave him a whole pie.
Wow.
So he introduced, the reason that I did that, because he introduced me to something phenomenal. Like I said, McDonald's a franchise. So they have something in Jeff City that we do not have in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They have a breakfast sandwich called the Morning Mac. And what the Morning Mac is 2 sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffins on one sandwich. I used to eat 5 of those, 5 hash browns, and an orange juice for breakfast.
You had to take one.
This is damn near every fucking day.
You had to take one.
I had something. I don't eat like that now. I haven't eaten like that since I left Jeff City.
Probably when you started.
How high of an altitude were you in this place?
It was lower than fucking Chattanooga.
So okay, then you weren't smoking.
It wasn't. No, that wasn't the altitude that he was talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead. Continue.
I do find it very interesting. That you were consuming, you was consuming about 75,000 calories a day,
right.
And still remained
all of them. No, seriously,
and remained as figurative as you are.
Oh, I was fat as shit. I was fat as shit. I ain't gonna lie. I was my heaviest. When I was
shit, I know putting all them bricks down to make you heavy. Shit, I don't know why you think you were gonna be light.
But yeah, man, those were the days.
Yes, and with that, we'll be back.
Cause you edited the dang thing. Not us.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Listen, y'all don't understand.
Really, twice.
I might do 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 4 times. But One more time.
Big homie, he don't listen to me, but he gonna listen to you. Doc, really? You the oracle here. You are the the ageness here.
All
the
I'm doing, all I'm doing is, you know, because
you are the because of the,
because it's the specialness of the situation.
Occasion.
Yes.
Copy that.
See, I'm gonna let them reins be free.
Underdog.
All right then. Pause.
Underdog.
This is what the session that we call Drink or Be Merry.
So it's going to be a whole lot of Mary behind them drinkings.
Oh, yes.
Sir. So this is a special occasion. I have a solo return. If you're listening to this now, at the date of the drop, it's actually tomorrow. If you're listening to it after, it is December 7th, a date that will live in infamy. And the drink of choice for today, this bottle was purchased several months ago, and I told my brother that I would not open it until this day. And here we are. Appleton Estate Black River Cask Jamaican Rum Single Estate.
How old is it?
It's 15 years old. Well, it's not 15 years old. Or maybe it is. It's 15 and some change. I'm gonna tell you that because the barrels that they have only come out twice a year. Am I correct?
Yes.
Correct, sir.
Twice a year, so it's something that you can't get year round. So add 15 years, aged minimum.
Absolutely.
Of 15 years. Minimum. Right.
Yes. And I must say, my brother.
It's delicious.
Yes, it is. And the understanding that you would share this with us is also a wonderful testament to the gentleman that you are, to the scholar I've always known you to be, and to the excellence that I know you carry.
Oh, why, thank you. Why, thank you. When the vanilla notes, and it's floral. Never have I ever had a dark rum, that had some floral notes to it. Not that I've ever, and I'm a drinker. Been a drinker for a while, and this rum is actually absolutely phenomenal. If I ever catch this again, first off, it's not about to be drank at this time, not the bottle. This is for special occasions only, and this here is a special occasion.
Here.
Cheers, gentlemen. Cheers.
Here.
But Appleton Estate Black River Cask, Jamaican Rum. And with that, we're out.
Yeah.